An open letter to RATP Dev August 22, 2025. In a recent edition of the Financial Mail, RATP Dev placed a 12-page corporate report devoted to the role of the company in South African public transport. In response, Vaughan Mostert has penned this open letter to the organization. From a public relations point of view, the insert may have ticked some boxes, but from a public transport perspective, there was nothing of comfort for those who would like to see improvements in South Africa. As the world's third largest public transport operator, the RATP Group should be doing better than this. At a time when serious leadership is needed to fix public transport in South Africa, the insert merely repeated worn-out platitudes and claims that Gautrain is highly successful and that it is a best practice case study for successful public-private collaboration. This is simply not true. The reality is that Gautrain has been disastrous for public transport in South Africa. Money spent on it so far could have been used much more productively to improve existing public transport operations countrywide. None of the vague claims, such as added R5 billion to GDP, for example, have been subject to rigorous analysis. The collapse of rail transport in South Africa should have taught us that trackbound modes, whether of the heavy rail or light rail variety, may be nice to have, but are by no means essential for the transport needs of most cities, not only in South Africa, but worldwide. Big cities worldwide have failed to pay proper attention to the electric trolleybus, by far the most mismanaged form of mass public transport of the last 100 years. Trolleybus projects should be approached with the same positive mindset as other modes, particularly rail. The presence of wires above any road should be seen as the psychological equivalent of rails laid in the street, and the roads below the wires must be seen as priority roads for public transport, and be enforced as such. Far from being a visual intrusion, wires tell people, someone takes public transport seriously here. Organizations like RATP, UITP and other big players in transport need to promote the track-free concept with more vigor. Perhaps their willingness to associate their names with expensive trackbound projects is simply due to the huge contract prices involved. In most places, a four-axle, double-articulated trolleybus can do anything light rail is doing, and on virtually any route in the world it will offer the highest capacity of any rubber-tired mode. A suitable route to employ this concept is the Maloto Road northeast of Schwein, which has been the subject of rail feasibility studies for decades now. While a road mode will be slower than rail on the main haul, the lifetime costs of a track-free option will be far less than that of a track-bound scheme. The additional flexibility, both at the inner and at the outer ends, will also reduce the need for a costly fleet of feeder buses to serve the stations. Another step would be to convert the existing Gautrain line to track-free trolleybus operation. Existing infrastructure can be used to create a track-free electric busway linking Park Station with Hatfield. The electric infrastructure is already there. The route could then be extended into Soweto along the existing Rea Vaya busway. This would give us a continuous 200-odd kilometer electric busway linking Maloto Road with Soweto, a world record. The single-track tunnel between Park and Sandton could be used in the morning peak by buses travelling northwards and during the evening peak by buses travelling southbound. Trolleybuses going in the opposite direction would travel along Oxford Road on battery power. I suggest to RATP that it devotes some of its resources to calculating the total cost of this proposal and comparing it with the R120 billion that has been penciled in for Gautrain expansion on the West Rand. My calculations come to the following. Buses, Maloto Road, 400 trolleybuses at R30 million, R12 billion. Gautrain conversion, 120 trolleybuses at R30 million, R3.6 billion. Rea Vaya, 50 trolleybuses at R30 million, R1.5 billion. Electrification, Maloto Road, 125 kilometers at R35 million, R4.5 billion. Gautrain conversion, R3 billion. Rea Vaya, 25 kilometers at R35 million, R1 billion. Total, R25.6 billion. So, For less than 25% of the R120 billion mentioned above, Gauteng would get a major transport corridor that helps to transform the face of public transport in the province. Xiaotrain has failed and will continue to fail in this respect. There are other options for conversions from rail to track-free transport in South Africa. One would be the conversion of the railway linking Durban, Ethekwini, Greenwood Park, and Bridge City to an electrified busway. Another is the line between Cape Town and Simonstown. Trolley buses can continue all the way to Cape Point and, at the northern end, proceed up to the lower cable station on Table Mountain. The elevated trolley busways of Mexico City and the overhead line equipped BRT route in Quito are ample evidence of the merits of these proposals. Come on, RATP. RATP Dev Unpacked. The full formal name of RATP Dev is RATP Development, which serves as the international development and operations arm of the RATP Group. Originally established in 2002 as Régie Autonome des Transports Parisiens Development, it is a wholly owned subsidiary of RATP Group, the French state-owned public transport operator. Through its 51% share in the Bombela Operating Company, BOC, RATP Dev runs the Xiaotrain. Beyond trains, RATP Dev's responsibilities within BOC include managing a comprehensive feeder and shuttle bus service covering routes up to 10 kilometers from each station, maintaining secure parking facilities, and overseeing centralized control systems and security infrastructure.